This is a production of Cornell University.
Okay, it looks like we have quorum. So some of the outgoing members, I don't know if they're going to join or not, but we'll go ahead and get started. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. Hey, I guess we'll just do roll as normal with the screenshot. But we do have minutes to approve. So can I get a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting?
Motion.
Motion by Craig, second by Hey. Are there any additions or abstentions, objections? Seeing none, the minutes are approved by unanimous consent. So, this is a pretty simple last meeting, but it's also a two-part meeting. For those of you who may not have seen my email, this is the last meeting of this group of EA members. We're going to transition into a new group of EA members, but not a new term. So I wanted to set this up as just to have a nice little 30 minutes to say whatever goodbyes folks may want to say. Also, we've allocated a little bit of time. If the committee chairs would like to give sort of a final report, that is fine. Just to give you all a heads up, as soon as we are done with this first 30-minute portion, and I do want to end on time because there are the folks coming after us have a lot of work to do with elections. We'll adjourn. We will convene the next meeting where all of our new members or members elect will take their seats, and then I will ask all those who are not part of the currently elected group to please leave the meeting because we're going to go into executive session. So that's kind of how things will proceed. But as of right now, I'm just going to have the floor open for anyone and everyone who would like to say a few words. So Craig, go ahead.
Thank you, Adam. I want to express my gratitude to the executive committee and this past year's session and Wendy with her joining the Office of Assemblies. Your leadership this year has been fantastic, and I think it's really reflected in the significant challenges the university's faced with COVID and the transitions to working remotely and maintaining that contact with our staff community. And you all should be commended for your absolute hard work and dedication to this organization and to the university. And last thing, to the new members, thank you so much for joining. It is great to see so many faces here that are stepping up and taking on the role as the active voice for the university staff. And we wish you all the best as you go forward. And please know that you can always count on former EA members if you have questions or need assistance. You're going to be really well supported by the Office of Assemblies, and wish you the best as you go forward in this new session.
Thanks, Craig. And absolutely. For all of our incoming members, you will have all of our support, past, present members who will be more than happy to be there on any front. Anyone else? I'm saving my remarks for last. Hey.
Hi, everyone. I just want to thank every EA member, and I want to thank anybody who's logged into an EA meeting. I feel like this past year has been a really difficult one. We've been through so much, not just the pandemic, but, trying to do our best in our roles, in our departments, within our communities, for our families. I think this has been a really taxing year, but I've really been happy to see all the engagement from all the EA members. I think I've seen so many people grow in so many ways and participate and really step up when being asked to step up in a lot of these different asks, because I know everybody's got so much on their plate. Add on top of that, more responsibilities, because of this pandemic. Add on top of that, the unknowns from the pandemic. I think I've just seen people really step up to the plate in a really big way. So I want to thank everybody on the EA. I want to thank Wendy. I want to thank Gina. I feel like sometimes we do all this work and it feels like, you know, what are we getting out of it? I mean, just a lot of thanks from everybody, from all the people that I've worked with. I just want to express my gratitude. I think this has just been a great learning experience, and I look forward to seeing what the EA does next. I think it's just been a difficult year, but one with opportunity for some growth and some real collaboration. So that's my spiel. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Hey Hey. Tony?
Yeah, I would just like to say, as the Vice Chair Operations, that a key part of that role is supporting committees and the structure of committees and the mission of committees. And I think the team that worked with Jessica really accomplished a lot, because a lot of time and energy goes into discussing, you know, the structure of the committee and this. And once that is established, I really think that a lot of people have a better sense of committee structure, makeup, and mission and purpose. And I just think it's going to really free up a lot of energy to focus on the committee's missions and get us structurally aligned better and representative. So everybody that was involved, I know a lot of people, kudos, you know, really is going to help propel the EA. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Tony. Anyone else? Chris?
So I just want to thank everybody. You know, when we started this last session, we were talking about like how many vacation days should we have and then how many things that we have gone through together. I really appreciate the committee chairs. It is not an impossible job to be a committee chair. You know, organization, having an agenda. So for new people, if you are good at those kind of tasks, it is pretty great to be a chair of something and see an idea kind of go from that starting point to talking to different stakeholders across the university to then becoming something that we put in a resolution that then the university takes action on. Adam and Hey Hey, you guys are rock stars. You know, Adam is doing all this while he had a new baby. My new baby is really good, but I'm already scared enough about not doing the things the right way. So I'm letting my term conclude, but Ellen has really stepped in and she's now my representative. So that's a really good thing. I want to thank Carrie too. Carrie, you have always been a really good communicator, which is good based on your role. Even since when I would see your head up on the wall in 401 Phillips, it was always like, all right, this is someone who knows what they're doing and knows how we can talk to people effectively. So from all the social media stuff, including all of the days that we've organized and tabling, thanks a lot. Jeremy as well. He got me in here doing these things, being our elected trustee, and also kind of like giving us the, you know, the high level stuff that was going on at the top, as well as the here's what it's like to just be an employee. So thanks a lot to you guys. Especially super big thanks to me for Jen and Laura. The CPC job was an extremely hard job and intensive. All sorts of people pouring in all sorts of information up until the last minute. Of all the people, you guys did a really heroic thing by taking on a whole other job. So my advice to all the other EA members is that are coming in is we're not all doctors or scientists, but some of us are. And so as long as you feel comfortable saying hello in an email or speaking up in a Zoom, you know, it's always really good to listen to hear what's going on and ask a couple questions. It's most important that you bring yourself to the table, your Cornell experience, whether you're a 30-year person or a 2-year person. I saw that Nasser showed up wearing a suit today. So good job, Nasser, already setting the high bar here. So thanks to everybody. And I plan to be engaged through the side channels. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris. Karen?
Thank you. Sorry, I had to unmute myself. It takes time. I want to echo everyone's thanks to the Office of the Assemblies, Wendy, Gina, for all of the work that they do to keep the all of the assemblies running, especially the employee assembly, and thank Adam for his leadership, Hey for her leadership, Tony, Carrie, I swear I don't want you to leave, but I want to say you're not allowed to go as our communications leader, but totally understand there's a lot of competing priorities. It's been an incredible learning experience. I'm very excited. I want to continue this momentum. The new candidates, newly elected candidates, bring a lot of depth and breadth of experience. And so I think that, you know, this is shaping up to be a really great session for the EA. And I think that building on the leadership that we had from Craig as a past chair, Adam as a chair, and Hey as vice chair, I'm really excited to see what's gonna happen in this session. So I just wanted to say thanks to everyone.
Thanks, Karen. I don't see any other hands up, so I'm gonna sneak in my two cents here. I thought about trying to even write something down, but it was very difficult to put into words how powerful my feelings are for just how extraordinary you all are in not just a challenging year, but a really unprecedented year for the EA, for the university, for the country. It's been such an incredible privilege to work with and around such an extraordinary people who have at every turn this year stepped up and given so much of yourselves for other people. The university, this organization is a credit to it beyond anything I could have ever imagined. And you all are a credit to the people who make this wonderful place run. I can't say enough as to how proud I am to call you colleagues and friends and to just see the extraordinary leadership that you have all shown in a time when it was really needed. I want to say thank you. Your commitment has been amazing. And again, I hope that the rest, and I think that the word is out that there is this amazing group of volunteers who give so much of themselves to make such a big part of somebody's life, their job, and the community that surrounds that job a better experience at Cornell. So I can't say enough. I'm no poetic speaker when it comes to goodbyes. I don't intend for this to be a goodbye on my part. I will be, I've said this many times, a groupie, hanging out and creeping in on meetings. And I hope to see all of you in so many capacities, hopefully around campus in person soon. But if not, just in one way or another, I hope to be in front of you all again at some point. And to our new members, welcome. I echo everything that everybody else has said. I think that you are going to find this organization and this group of colleagues that you're going to be working with to be one of the best experiences you can have as a Cornell staff member. I think that you're going to be continuing on into a challenging time, but you are going to find that those challenges will come with great opportunities to really do a lot. And you can just look at this past year to see how much real change that this organization is able to affect. So, and of course, finally, Gina, Wendy, I can't say enough about how lucky we all are that you are here working tirelessly in the background for this organization and all the other assemblies. Your stewardship and your leadership and your experience, this boat wouldn't float without it. So I cannot say enough about how grateful we all are that you are here for us. And thank you again for your help and your friendship and everything else that has transpired this year. I am truly grateful for it. So, we have a few minutes left. If any committee chairs would like to say a few words in your capacity, or if anybody else would like to speak, we have this time. And if not, we can close out a great year, either way. So I'll hold here for just a few seconds to see if anybody else wants to be recognized. And I don't see anybody. So the only thing I'll add is, for the last time, I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn. If anybody wants to actually make the motion, second Craig, and I see a seconded by Karen.
Second.
All right. Seeing no objections, thank you. We are now adjourned, and I would ask anybody who is not continuing on into the new, in with the new group of members, please take your leave at this time.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.